This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 32 for Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was in recovery mode on Wednesday, moving higher after Tuesday's losses, with mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil moved upwards with European rapeseed, but Malaysian palm oil was mixed. Crude oil was lower due to economic concerns in China and the European Union. The average trade guess placed Canadian canola production this year at 17.4 million tons, 730,000 less than the previous year, prior to the release of Statistics Canada's supply-demand estimates on Tuesday. The Canadian dollar was up one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. StatCan reported on Wednesday that retail sales in the country increased by 0.4% in July. Rain was expected for parts of Alberta, as well as southern parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba today. The November canola contract was up $10.50 per ton at $806.50. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in positive territory with high heat and little precipitation in the U.S. Midwest. The trade is making an average guess of 14.8 million tons of new crop Canadian corn production compared to 14.54 million the previous year prior to Tuesday's StatCan report. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour measured Indiana's average corn yield at 180.9 bushels per acre, 1.5% below the three-year average. Nebraska's was 167.2 bushels per acre, 2.8% below average. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported an average of 1.048 million barrels of ethanol produced per day for the week ended August 18th, 21,000 less than the week before. Ethanol stocks were tightened by 645,000 barrels to 22.79 million. The December corn contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.91. The average trade guess for Canadian soybean production is 6.7 million tons compared to 6.5 million last year. In a 9-square-foot area, Nebraska's average soybean pod count was 1,160 according to the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, 9% more than last year but 3% below the three-year average. Indiana's was 1,310, up 12.4% from last year and up 6.6% from the average. The USDA announced a private sale of 100,000 tons to unknown destinations this morning. The vice president of China's Wellhope Foods said that he believes Chinese soybean imports will total 100 million tons per year over the next 5 years. The November soybean contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.61. The trade expects StatCan to project new crop Canadian wheat production at an average of 30.4 million tons, down 3.4 million from last year. Spring wheat would be at 23.1 million and durum at 4.3 million. New crop wheat exports from the European Union have totaled 4.06 million tons as of August 20th, below the 5.12 million from last year. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a possible new grain corridor arrangement. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.64. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.